Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour two of this Wednesday edition of Cook and Pony. Thank you for being with us. You just heard at the end of the last hour when I said that Darrell Revis announced his retirement today. Former great Aliquippa player, former great Pitt player, longtime great NFL player, announcing his retirement. I think this was the obvious step for him. He was out of football for much of last year, right? Wasn't he? Didn't he sign with somebody like halfway through the
KC.
Season?
He was a Chief.
And really didn't play all that well. So it's natural. I mean, everybody, even the greats, retire, and I certainly consider him one of the greats. Andrew, I don't know where you rate him. I always have said Mel Blunt is the greatest cornerback in NFL history for me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just an opinion. He changed the game. They changed the rules because of him, the way he would beat up wide receivers. And I always felt like Deion Sanders. Now, I said Mel was the best cornerback overall. I always believed Deion Sanders was the best cover cornerback I ever saw. I don't know that he ever made a tackle. That was the joke. The next tackle he makes will be his first. But you couldn't beat him deep. You couldn't beat him. He just had such incredible closing speed. I always considered him to be the best cover corner. I would put Revis pretty high on the list after that.
So just going through it, since we found out 10 minutes ago, I just made a quick list of the corners that I would put ahead of him all time. And I came up with five guys who I think might not all be head and shoulders ahead of him, but I would have him barely outside my top five.
Let me guess, okay?
Yep.
The two I mentioned?
Yeah, Mel Blunt and Deion Sanders.
Darryl Green, we talked about yesterday.
No, I did not.
You didn't have him on there. Wow.
No.
I'm looking at the cornerbacks here, and for some reason, it comes from the Hall of Fame. Deion isn't listed as a Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm not going to comment on Dick Lane, for instance.
Yeah, Night Train Lane. I didn't list him either.
Mike Haynes was a great player. Jack Butler of the Steelers was a great player. Go ahead, give me your list.
I've got Deion Sanders and Mel Blunt ahead of him. Then I've got the Woodsons ahead of him. Charles Woodson
and Rod.
Rod Woodson. And then I have Willie Brown ahead of him too. Even though I didn't watch Brown play, you just look at his career accomplishments, and I think that they surpass Revis's.
Well, it's an interesting. Again, there's no right or wrong answer. I covered Rod Woodson, and I thought he was fabulous. And I think Dan Rooney always maintained that it was the greatest mistake after letting Franco leave.
Yep.
Let Woodson go, who went on to where did he end up? In San Francisco first, I believe.
Baltimore.
First?
No, San Francisco and then Baltimore.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He left for San Francisco, was okay there, and then ended up becoming a Pro Bowler again on a number of occasions on some great Baltimore defenses. I don't know. I have a hard time putting Woodson there neck and neck for me. I think that's a real close one to call. You know, who else has an island named after him? Revis Island. I always enjoyed that, loved that. He's out there in the island by himself because nobody really wanted to throw to his side of the field. There's no right or wrong answer. They're both. I mean, Revis is a first ballot Hall of Famer for me. Also a guy who played the system well, didn't he?
Yeah, he
got big paychecks from different teams at different times.
And he bounced around because of it. Two stints with the Jets, a cup of coffee with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He wins the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. So I'm looking at Gil Brandt's list of the all-time. We talked about this the other day, what he did with wide receivers, having Antonio Brown fifth all-time.
I'm interested in this.
He has Darrell Revis 16th. Among corners.
Wow. Yeah. Who give me the top five?
The computer screen just froze on me, but he's got Sanders 1, Rod Woodson 2.
Wow.
Charles Woodson 3. And now the circle's spinning here. Mike Haynes in his top five.
Where is Mel?
I think he's got him 6th or 7th. I'll tell you as soon as this thing. We've had computer issues here a little bit with the internet today, but he doesn't have Revis in the top 10, just to give you some contemporary names who people have seen in the last few years who rank ahead of him on this poll. Aeneas Williams, Cardinals and Rams. Let's see here. Who else? Champ Bailey, ahead of him.
Another great one.
Let me just give you the top five first, because now this is working. Deion Sanders, 1. Rod Woodson, 2. Mike Haynes, 3. Charles Woodson, 4. Willie Brown, 5. So he's got three Raiders corners there, back to back to back.
And Mel was 6?
Mel, 6. Aeneas Williams, 7. Daryl Green, 8. Richard Sherman, 9. Mel Renfro, 10. Night Train Lane, 11. Champ Bailey, 12. Jimmy Johnson of the 49ers, 13. Herb Adley, 14. Lem Barney, 15. Darrell Revis, 16.
He doesn't think as much of him as I do, and that's fine. It's just an opinion.
Of the guys that have played corner in my lifetime, the only guys that I would tell you that were definitively better than him were Deion Sanders and Charles Woodson. And then I think from there, you can frame the debate however you want, but I've got Revis ahead of Champ Bailey. I've got Revis ahead of Ty Law, you know, the other Aliquippa corner who's been on the Hall of Fame ballot the last few times. He played on 3 Super Bowl winning teams and led the league in interceptions twice.
What legendary players Aliquippa High School has put out. Isn't it amazing? That small school in Beaver County. I mean, it just put out just so many great, great, great players. And then obviously Revis at Pitt, one of their all-time great players.
Okay.
It's just a fabulous career he had.
So if we're putting together a list of high school football players from Western Pennsylvania, how many great names are ahead of Darrell Revis on that list all-time?
Oh, I can come up with a
Montana.
Lot. I would come up with a lot.
Marino.
Montana, Marino.
Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett. Mike Ditka.
Okay. Is Ditka... For sure.
Ditka is one of the great tight ends of all time.
But if you've got you've got Revis as one of your top 5 corners of all time.
Right. Well,
so it's close.
I'd have to look where I'd put him. Yeah, but I mean, some of the guys that Gil Brand has on his list, I didn't see. I didn't see Night Train Lane and Jimmy Johnson and some of those guys. So I can't say. I'm just talking about my time. I know how great Ditka was. Joe Namath is a Beaver Falls guy. Mike Lucci is from Ambridge. These are great pros. Now, I wouldn't say he's better than Revis, but the list of Western PA pros is pretty impressive.
How about Aaron Donald?
Joe Schmidt. Aaron Donald, Penn Hills, absolutely. Could become one of the best linemen of all time. Certainly he's going to be paid like it.
Well, just by the guys that you've rattled off, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ahead of,
and I mean, I'm obviously Revis. I'm missing people here.
I think it's, but even if you are, how many guys who were leaving off would be viewed or looked at as all time greats at their position and first opportunity? I think Revis will get into Canton on his first try. I don't think he's going to have to wait.
I don't either.
Because
I think he's a first ballot lock.
And look, I love Polamalu, but I think if you're objective about it, Revis had a better career than Troy, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, and I know Troy was a hybrid, okay? He played all over the field. But to me, cornerback is a tougher position than safety because you're on the outside guarding the wide receivers. But no one ever threw to Revis' side until the last few years. Now, his last couple years were pretty awful.
I'm actually going to take that back. I think because now that I think about it, how old is Revis? 32?
I think he said he played 11 years.
Yeah. I mean, Polamalu won the Defensive Player of the Year and was also part of 2 Super Bowl teams. So that's probably wrong. I would actually, now that I think about it a little bit more, put Troy ahead of Revis. But he, in my mind, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the 6 best cornerbacks of all time. He's probably one of the 10 best players to come out of Western Pennsylvania all time. And where is he on the Pitt all time list? Is he a top 10 player to come out of Pitt?
I would think so. I'd have to go back and look. I'm just looking at his awards, you know, 7 Pro Bowls, 4 first team all pros. Let me check the awards here. He never was player of the year.
How many all pros? 4?
First team all pro four times.
Yeah, what Troy's got four.
Seven pro bowl. Yeah, but isn't cornerback a more valuable position than safety?
See, if you're a quarterback and you're
Rod Woodson got moved from cornerback to safety
but
at the end of his career because he couldn't play cornerback anymore.
If you're a quarterback like Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger and you're facing Troy Polamalu, you don't know where he's going to be. With Revis, you know what side of the field he's going to be on. So he
and
can
for
take
a long time so, you would throw to the other
so
side
he can
of the field.
He can take away one guy. Whereas I think Polamalu and guys like Ed Reed could do more. Reed was a threat as a center fielder to make a play on every ball. And Troy was a threat because he could line up or he could impact the game from anywhere on the field. He could play deep. He could come up to the line of scrimmage. He could knock running backs back in the backfield for a loss. He could flip over the line of scrimmage and stop a quarterback on a sneak. I mean, he could pick off a pass and take it the distance. So I think the modern safety, like Polamalu, I think affects the game in more ways than the elite corner. But I don't mean to disparage Revis when I make that statement.
Now, you ask where he would rank among Pitt players. Yeah. Will they retire his jersey?
They haven't done that yet.
They haven't. I'm reading the guys they retired. Mike Ditka, I have no problem. Tony Dorsett, obviously. Bill Frelick. Marshall Goldberg, who's before even my time. Hugh Green, finished second in the Heisman Trophy voting, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Dan Marino, Mark May, Joe Schmidt, a great pro, and then Larry Fitzgerald, I believe, is the most recent player to have his number.
So
I would think they got to put Revis in that group.
So my thing there is all the guys that you mentioned, with the exception of I can't tell you what Schmidt's teams did.
Or Goldberg.
But the guys who played in the 70s on through, the guys with retired numbers played on really good teams.
Yes, they did.
So either national championship teams or teams that competed for national championships.
And Revis never did.
The only guy that's an exception there is Fitzgerald. But Larry's college career was better than Revis's.
And he was only here 2 years, too.
Who, Revis?
Larry.
Well, I would say that
he was only played at Pitt 2 seasons.
I would say that Larry in 2 years had a much bigger effect on Pitt than Revis did. Revis was here for 3 years. I think he barely played his freshman year. So,
or did he leave after his third year? I don't know.
I think he left after his third year. So
Larry went to prep school for a year, which counts as a year.
So he only had to stay here too.
And he was only here too.
And Revis was here three, but I don't think Revis was ever. I mean, he wasn't like an AP All-American at Pitt, I don't think.
I'd have to double-check. We got a book here. We'll look it up. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Cooking Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.